Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah D. David from River Grove, Illinois.
How are things in beautiful River Grove?
They're nice.
Yeah. You know, on the suburbs of Chicago, they have names like Oak Forest, River Grove, Oak Grove. Do you ever have trouble finding your way home at night?
Sometimes I have the GPS for that.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky. They've got like 900 towns and three words to describe them.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to our show, Sarah. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will read you three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl, of course, will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, so are we. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here is your first quote.
I appreciate the fact that you really snatched defeat out of the jaws of those who were trying to defeat us.
That's somebody showing the world that after all these years, he's still got it.
Ooh. Oh, can I have a hint?
Well, he's the guy in the news who talks like that a lot.
President Bush.
Say again?
President Bush.
President Bush, of course, President Bush. On Thursday, President Bush held a photo op in the Oval Office to thank Lieutenant General Ray Odierno for his service as commanding general in Iraq. And once again, the president displayed the kind of clear thinking that helped him make the decision to go to war in the first place. The best part? This time, unlike other instances, the White House did not adjust the transcript to say what Mr. Bush really meant.
Mm. They just decided, oh, the hell with it.
Yeah, really.
Whatever.
What do we got to prove at this point? We assume what he was just trying to say, that the defeaters in Iraq didn't win because they've been defeated, I guess. All right, here, Sarah, is your next quote.
Republicans don't nominate bass-playing, varmint-eating populists who point out the failings of CEO presidents.
That's The Nation magazine advancing one theory as to why a certain man's quest for the GOP nomination came to an end this week. Who?
Mr. Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee, yes. Was it just 2 months ago that the Arkansas governor, previously best known for once being fat, surprised everyone by winning the Iowa caucuses? He rose high via his appeal to evangelicals, but fell fast because the phrase President Huckabee sounded like something from a comedy sketch about a chapter of the Rotary Club. His departure from the campaign led to speculation that he is now going to pursue his real dream job, talk show host. You can imagine him coming out on stage and surprising his studio audience with free gifts. You're going to heaven, and you're going to heaven. And, well, not the guy with the dreadlocks, but the person behind him is going to heaven. Here is your last quote.
He has given me 17 years of terrible Monday mornings. I'm going to go to church tomorrow and thank the Lord that he retired.
That was Vito Lissandro of Rockford, Illinois. He's a Chicago Bears fan. He was telling the Register Star newspaper that he is overjoyed now that what football star has finally retired?
That would be Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Very good. The man who confounded opposing teams' defensive lines by spelling his name as if it pronounced Favre, but pronouncing it Favre. They just couldn't deal with that. Retired at a tear-filled ceremony this week. He played 275 consecutive games over 16 seasons with the Green Bay Packers. He established records of all kinds, and he won the Super Bowl in 1997. Big foam cheese heads were doffed in mourning all over Wisconsin. Now Favre has hinted at retiring many times before, but just to show that this time he meant it, at the end of his press conference, he just lightly knocked his throwing arm against the mic stand, and it fell off. See, he said.
None too soon.
None too soon. Carl, how did Sarah do in our quiz?
Very well. Three correct answers. So, Sarah, you win our prize.
Oh, thank you so much.
Congratulations. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.